Hallelujah.
Well, this being the flu season, everybody needs a healing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll get it.
That's right, that's right.
Hallelujah. Huh?
Yeah, you are. I think that's so.
Pastor's going to bring out the rags, I think. Towel? Yeah. All right, praise God. Lord. Let me throw this away. Praise the Lord. I got it.
There's a lot of things I wanted to speak on. I didn't want to step on these toes.
Are you all right, brother?
Like old brother Robin, right? He's like, we need a... Is Robin a Robert? Or
Robin.
Robin, yeah.
Well, here's what
we need to... We need to start preaching the old style.
Yes.
We can speak some hellfire brimstone.
Amen.
But I'll be stepping on my own toes. So.
Ooh, go ahead. Go ahead, step.
So we're not going to go to James and Titus and all that. Because when I first got the Holy Ghost, that's all it was about. Yeah. You know, it was like, no TV. Oh, you want you cuss? I ain't listen to you. The conversation's over. You know, and then as I'm maturing in the spirit and in Christianity, I've learned a lot of things. But this one main thing, edifying. Edify the people. And first, this Thessalonians 5, from 9 to 11. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ.
Preach it, brother.
Who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we shall live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourself together and edify one another, even as our also you do.
My God.
And that's just awesome. You know, Christians, we didn't give ourselves the name Christian. They gave it to us on the day of the Pentecost. The outsiders, they called us Christians. Now, most people think Christian means Christ-like. If you look it up in a dictionary, it means follower of Christ. But we can't be Christ-like. There's no such thing as a perfect Christian. Only thing we can do is keep pressing. He wants a pressing Christian. If we fall down, he wants us to get back up.
Amen.
The only way to get back up is definitely not by the condemnation of man.
Come on, brother.
But the edification of our brothers.
Amen.
Yeah. And that's what we need to start. Even by, we live by example of Jesus. When they brung that woman that caught in the act of adultery, they brung her to her, to the one man who can judge.
Amen.
And says she was caught cheating on her husband, doing whatever, stoner. And he's like, you know, who cast the first stone or whatever, you know, and they've all walked away. And he's like, who's around now to judge you? Because we're good, you know, we're good. He's on the mercy seat right now. Jesus is on the mercy seat.
Amen, brother.
But we need to be ready for when he's on that judgment seat.
That's right.
So while we're living as Christians, we need to live by example just like Jesus did. Live by his example. And only by doing that is by edification. And that's, you know, in the spirit, renewing our spirit daily. And because if we condemn a man, then we're just doing the devil's work. What power does the devil have? Not much. About as much as we do. You know, deceit, manipulation, bringing down. We can do that. Devil has no power. And especially from a man with the Holy Ghost, but that's the main ones they attack.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Brother Robert said, they're waiting. Every time we stumble, they're just waiting to jump on us. And just try to kick us down further. You know, in James, it says, evil communication corrupts good men.
You better say that, brother.
So,
amen.
We got to be careful where we step putting our feet in, what pools we're jumping in.
Come on.
Because we can fall just as short.
That's right.
As long as we got a brother beside us, to edify us and build us up.
Yeah.
We're going to be all right.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't got much to say in that. And it took me about all day to come up with that. That's good, just a little bit.
That's good.
But
that's good.
Word to the wise. Amen. Thank you for letting me speak.
Good job, brother.
All right.
Get better and better.
That's right.
That's
right. That's the first time I ever seen.
That's good stuff, man. Good stuff.